make spacey noises, like pew pew pew. Make noises, okay?
This is Charles Spirin, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dab rock, grunge rock, anything but the kitchen sink. Today, we're leaning more towards the side of love because we just missed Valentine's Day. I know my show doesn't air on a Thursday, on a Wednesday, which was in fact Valentine's Day, but I think that I can keep it moving, keep it grooving with the Valentine's Day theme vibes for this hour. I think it might be fun. So we're going to still lean towards more the rock side or the older music side, but it's just going to have that theme of love. I'm not going to, you know, like, make you listen to these 50s, as much as I love the 50s love songs, I'm not going to make you sit there and listen to what your grandparents listen to. This is still what your grandparents listen to. I guess it would have been your great-grandparents. But I think this will be fun. I think it'll be fun to mix in a little bit of older music that has like a love theme, but don't worry, I won't make you think it's too sappy. So starting up, we're going to do Feel Like Making Love, Bad Company, Laughing, The Guess Who, and Victim of Love by The Eagles.
Yo, hey guys, Paige is amazing, Paige is great. This is my bad. Everyone's busy. I put on the same rebroadcast as last week. That is my bad. If you give me one moment, please, I'll put on some different so you don't have to listen to the exact same thing as last week. That is my fault. My fault. Mea culpa. My bad. One moment, please.
I need your loving and I'm not to blame. I got early in the morning.
FM. This is Kitchen Sink, and I'm your host, Paige. You just listened to Hush by Deep Purple, Eyes by Wine Lips, and Holiday in the Sun by the Sex Pistols. I love Deep Purple. They're kind of that, I mean, you could argue that they're almost the godfathers of heavy metal just as much as Black Sabbath is. Because they have quite a heavy sound. You look at some other songs by them, they just have that, like, yeah, they're heavier than, I don't know, what was coming out at the time, like other things I've listened to. I played Maybe I'm a Leo from the same, from the album that has Smoke on the Water on it. And I can't think of the name right now, apologies. But it, like, I don't know, I think that they, just as much as Black Sabbath, have that influence. I mean, anyone correct me if they're wrong. That's just my opinion. I love it. I love all of their music. I've listened to all their albums. Deep Purple is next level. I think more people should be listening to Deep Purple. If you don't listen to Deep Purple, add a couple songs to your playlist. I think it would, it's definitely, if that's what you're into, just sprinkle a couple in your playlist. You'll love it. Coming up, I have Guns N' Roses. I was thinking about Guns N' Roses, and I know they're kind of either you love them or you hate them, but I was thinking about, for me, Guns N' Roses was the beginning of when I started playing guitar, which I do, I dabble, I'm not very good. It's more just like for fun, but I've thought about how Guns N' Roses, I used to think Slash was the coolest dude ever. Slash had the coolest guitar, his Les Pauls, and he had the gold top one, and I loved it, and I was like, Slash is the coolest guy out there. And then you know, expand your music taste and you realize, like, there's all of these really talented guitarists and Slash is just he's just the tip of the iceberg. But I found that a lot of people have experienced the same thing as me. They're like, they started off thinking Slash was, you know, the best with his melodic stuff, his melodic playing. And then you start to grow to love, you know, the Jimmys and the Santanas and the Stevie Ray Vaughans, and there's so many. I could go on for hours. The BB Kings. I could literally go on for hours for good guitarists, but it's just funny how he's always the tip of the iceberg. Everyone just kind of starts with him, and then they expand. So coming up, I have Guns N' Roses, Think About You, Crownlands, Lady of the Lake, and Blood Rushes by Civic.
Time I can remember.
You're back with 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink, and I'm your host, Paige. This is your station, again, for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, anything but the kitchen sink. You just listened to Guns N' Roses, Think About You, Crownlands, Lady of the Lake, and Blood Rushes by Civic. Crownlands sounds a little bit like Greta Van Fleet. I just heard that song and I was like, yeah, I can feel the Greta Van Fleet vibes coming off of you. I don't know, I'm gonna listen to more of them. I think that was, they're kind of an interesting Canadian twist on kind of Greta Van Fleet. And I do want to take this time to let everyone know that it is my sister's birthday tomorrow. So, I mean, happy birthday, Cameron. Just want to say it on air. So if you're listening, happy birthday. Woo, gonna be the year, 2024. I'm loving it for you. So coming up, we have Tom Sawyer by Rush, Stepdog by the Effins, and then we have Push Comes to Shove by Van Halen. And then after that, we're going to cruise right into the interview with RevZed. I'm super excited. So everybody get ready to tune in for that. All right. And I'll see you back in a bit.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige. And this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, grunge rock, dab rock, everything with the Kitchen Sink. And today I'm with a very special guest. Who am I with today, everybody?
You're with Rev Zed.
So exciting. Can everyone just go around quickly and say what instrument you play and your name, obviously?
Sure. I'm Andrew, and I'm one of the guitarists.
I'm Jack. I do drums and vocals.
I'm Haluka. I'm the guitarist.
And I'm JP on bass.
Awesome. Sweet. We got all the introductions out. So, Rev Zed, where did this name come about? Where did we come up with this?
Do you want to take this one, Jack?
How about you start it?
Yeah. So basically, it came to me when I was tripping on acid.
Very fitting for my viewers. It's a very stoner-esque show. So
I am kidding, though. Don't. Unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah. No. The real reason is a lot less interesting than that. It was just shortened from a band name that I was. In for about a month prior to that, prior to starting this band.
Okay, so it's just like a redone version of what you did, but like,
exactly,
it's fitting for now.
Yeah, like I never performed with that other band, and when we started performing together, I suggested the previous name, which was Revolution Zed. And JP suggested that we shorten it.
I think Rev Zed is a lot more short and sweet. Like, I could see Rev Zed on a t-shirt. Kind of like, you know, you see Slipknot on a t-shirt. I could see Rev Zed on a t-shirt.
Yeah, for real. Jack would like, dude, when he first presented a Revolution Z, I was tripping, man. I thought, like, no way, dude. So then I'm like, maybe Rev Zed. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, that's great.
Thank you. A little bit more rock and roll, definitely. Oh, like, yeah, 100%. Okay, so how did your band meet? How did you guys start? Like, where was that coming from?
Oh, all right. I'll take this one. Basically, like, I'll just say from my perspective, I was, like, starting to play music with one of my buddies, like, way ago, like, in the summer. And then I was like, okay, this is pretty chill. I enjoy playing music. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait, I know these two guys at my school. Andrew and Haluka, and I'm like, they play like drums and guitar, and I'm like, hey guys, come play with me at this like little coffee house. And they're like, okay. And so basically then they're like, oh, we need a singer, let's get this guy called Jack Blurton. And then I'm like, okay. And then Jack Blurton shows up, and then he sings for us, and then it's pretty nice. And then Jack's like, here, do you wanna?
Pretty nice is a little bit of an understatement. I mean, for everybody listening, your voice is wicked. I've seen you play twice now, but I've heard you play a bunch of times, and you have a great sounding voice. It's very like, I love it. It's like punky, but it's punky now. Like it fits in. Like you can play Red Hot Chili Peppers, and people are like, oh, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but this is like, it's more of an angrier sound. But yeah. I love that. I think people that listen to this station, like that's what we're listening to, and it's good to bring that back, because a lot of bands right now are doing that more indie sound. Sounds like they're singing cursive. Like, I do like that there's a new... You guys have a different sounding voice, and you do too. Like, it's just... I really enjoy it to listen to.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really flattering. Yeah, I mean, I started out just as the singer of the group. And then when it came time to organizing the Battle of the Bands that we participated in October... I'm a member of the Queen's Music Club, an exec member, and so you know, I was really looking forward to being a part of it. I wasn't sure whether I was actually going to get to at first, until like one band dropped out, and so the president, who's in Girl Dad, said to me, "Hey, you know, if you want, you can enter your own band into this battle as a replacement." And so I told these guys that I wanted them to do it with me, but I told them, you know, I would really prefer if I could do the drums as well. And that was when I asked Haluka if he'd be willing to switch to guitar. He said yes, and now that's the lineup that we've got going for ourselves.
I think that's one of the most interesting parts of your band, though. Like, when I saw you for the first time, for everyone listening, you do play drums while you sing. That's rare. Like, you don't see that often. Like, I was watching, and I was like, that's kind of badass that he can... You know, he's holding the beat, he's singing, like, so much going on at one time, and I thought that was wicked. Like, people are watching that, and they're like, whoa, you know, he knows what's up. This band knows what's up. You guys have a great stage presence.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, that was partially why I wanted to switch to drums so badly. You know, it was something that I have been practicing for a very long time. Like I've been doing this since I was about 12 years old, and so I didn't really realize how rare it was when I started, but after a few years, I realized that I did have a pretty unique talent going for myself, and that's why the band is the way it is right now.
So if you want to describe, like, to people listening, what is the sort of things you play? How did you come about playing that? Was it because it sounded the best for you guys, or is it what your personal tastes are, what you grew up on? So just tell everybody a little bit about what you play, the influences behind that, why you chose to play that, kind of just the easiest way of describing that.
Okay, well, I can say personally for me, I'm hugely influenced by the Ramones, and so it was a no-brainer to add Blitzkrieg Bop to our set list. And I guess from there, I just thought, you know, what is it that I like about Blitzkrieg Bop? I mean, it's fast, and it's a sing-along song, and I think from there that that inspired what the rest of our repertoire has been recently, for the most part.
Well, okay, so you have the Ramones. I remember Blitzkrieg Bop. That one was great. And then you played Airplane by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I thought
that's
was an
right.
interesting choice. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So these are all just kind of things that you liked. What about the other members of the band? Like, was this stuff that you were playing or things that you've always listened to, or you're just like, okay, I'm the best at this, so that goes well?
Well, we're all kind of coming from different backgrounds. As Jack said, he's from a huge punk background. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like really into progressive rock.
Okay.
We played a Rush song just at our last show, and that was partially the reason why we played it.
Partially.
I mean, it was
you let it rip, man. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Like, speaking of Rush, how does everybody feel? Okay, so Tom Sawyer is having this whole new moment because of TikTok and the Iron Claw. How do we feel about TikTok being the new way for people to get music? Are we happy that people are experiencing the music, or are we a little upset that they just didn't find it for themselves and didn't want to know?
I mean, if I can run my mouth and if they're gonna let me, I honestly don't really mind, because like there's also been like I've heard bangers that I wouldn't have heard unless I'd like heard them via TikTok.
But do you hate I love the organicness of finding a song on your own, where TikTok it's just like feeding it to you. It's like a cafeteria for new music. They're just like handing it to you. Do you prefer the hunt, or do you would rather just someone just give you something?
Well, it's not that different than like turning the radio on, or even getting into your friend's car, like listening to your friend's playlist, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I put this playlist on. It's just a bunch of stuff, whatever, you know." Because they're like basically, you know, your friend is giving you that playlist. The radio DJ is giving you that set of songs. People have always had stuff fed to them, or even through I know my dad always tells me that the only reason he knows classical music is through Looney Tunes. He wasn't actively seeking out Looney Tunes. It was just the music they had in Looney Tunes. It was still being fed to him. And I think just for TikTok, that's kind of...
That's a really interesting point. I've never looked at that. Yeah. I think, too, though, a big part of the good thing about music is that you listen to something that you love, and then you dig deeper into things that you love, and you find something. I think the part where it's a little bit painful for me is watching, you know, 12-year-olds dance to Tom Sawyer like they're in a strip club, and I'm like, it's Tom Sawyer, like listen to the actual song. It's a fire song, and I'm so happy people are like back on it. Canadian band, everybody be excited about that. But it's just a different time that we're in, where my little sister's like, did you hear this amazing song by this band called Rouge? And I'm like, it's Rush. It's just it's definitely a difficult time we live in, but a great time for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can say I saw the movie The Iron Claw. I thought Tom Sawyer was used very well in it. And I think in general, movies are a great way to discover new music, and I love it whenever a movie comes out with a great classic song in the soundtrack where it gets exposed to a new generation. My problem with TikTok and songs that become trends on TikTok is that people aren't exposed to the entire song when they hear it on TikTok. They're exposed to a 30-second clip, or, you know, depending on how long their attention spans, you know, they'll probably skip to the next video after about 6 seconds. And, I guess that's really my main problem with TikTok. It's just how much how much it shortens people's attention spans. And so that can be, you know, a problem for me as a songwriter, because I'm like, how the hell can I hook people in with these riffs that I've come up with, for example? How am I supposed to hook people in within 6 seconds and avoid them hearing, you know, the first little bit, just, you know, maybe just hearing the genre and going, oh, that's garbage. And hitting skip.
I mean, gone are the days of Pink Floyd. I'll listen to a 20-minute song called Echoes that makes like ooh, ah, ee noises, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because Pink Floyd was all about the build. You'll listen to 7 minutes of Pink Floyd, and you just listen to a ton of reverb and a little bit of talking, and you're like, yeah, this is Pink Floyd. Like, so I think that's kind of sad that that's kind of, like, even the era of the album, is that over? Where people used to listen to an album, first song to last song, they wouldn't shuffle it, it was supposed to blend together. You think about, like, albums like, what's a great album? Nevermind, Nirvana. You listen to every single song, why do they all have the same, they all have the same notes, but they're a whole album? Are we, like, done with albums? Are EPs the new thing? 5 songs? Because that's all people can take right now?
I don't know, because again, it really does depend on, like, who is finding that music. I think, like, it depends on, like, how you'd approached music up to that point. Because it's not like I was born and then the next minute I was handed a phone with TikTok. Like, I still grew up listening to full albums. And I know a lot of people in Gen Z don't really do that. Because, you know, we've also grown up with, like, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Like, we can always skip through whatever, choose songs at our own discretion. I think, though, I think TikTok is one of the things where it determines, like, it kind of separates the population into the people who do actually, like, want to hear new things. And then when they do hear something new on TikTok, they're like, oh, this is actually really cool. I like this artist, or I like this song, that sort of thing. And then they decide to check out more of their stuff. Or it's also just people who are like, oh, yeah, this is a good song. I also want to expand on something Jack said about TikTok only offering, like, a 30-second clip or even 6 seconds in extreme
cases. Right, we're only getting that...
Yeah.
Like, of, you know, like, Tom Sawyer, not getting any of that amazingness that happens at the end of the song.
Yeah.
You know?
In the album club, because it's a club I frequent, we were talking one day about how artists nowadays are almost writing for TikTok. Because, I mean, you hear artists, you know, they write for the radio, they write singles so they can get airplay or whatever, use it in movies. Now, in a way, artists are almost writing, like, for TikTok. An example I can think of personally is the It Girl song. Like, you know, the I'm the ITGIRL. You know I am that girl.
Yeah, I know that girl.
Yeah, but you know that part, because that part blew up on TikTok. I was like, okay, this part isn't... I kind of like this part. I kind of like what she's doing here. I decided to listen to the rest of the song.
It was not that interesting.
So, it was not the ITGIRL.
So, speaking of new music, do you guys have plans to release an EP? Do you have original music that you're working on that you're going to want to release soon?
Kind of taking our own pace and working on some of our own stuff. I'm in the process of writing one of the song myself, actually, where I'm actually relieving Jack of vocal duties. I can't tell you what it's about. It's a secret, but okay. I'm really looking
you can't
forward
tell,
to it.
You can't tell a little bit? Can't give a little hint? Anything?
It's
exclusive for Kitchen Sink? Teaser trailer? Anything?
It has to do with kangaroos.
I love it. Whoa, he dropped it. I mean, I want a diggeridoo. Someone needs to bring out something Australian.
Yeah. So, yeah, just to elaborate on that, like, each of us are writing our own songs. We've got lots of songs written at this point, or at least started at this point. And but as for plans to get an album together, and well, to your point, I would prefer that it be an album rather than an EP. That is very much a work in progress. So, you know, just...
Okay, we're looking forward to it. Do you guys have any shows coming up that are relatively soon for people to look forward to so they can check you out?
Yeah, we'll be performing a couple of songs with as part of the Project Red fashion show on Queen's campus in benefit of the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Everyone check that out. That's donate, guys. Donate to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. You want to donate. Okay, so before we go, we're running low on time here. What is Okay, if you could perform or collaborate with any musician, dead or alive, who would it be? Who would Rev Zed collab with? What would your best collab be?
Metallica! Please!
And Metallica, if you're listening, please.
My number is... James Hetfield, please, if you're listening. My number is 519.
All right, so is there anything you guys want to let the listeners know before you go about, you know, Rev Zed? Anything at all? Anything to keep us excited? I mean, we got a little bit of info about the Kangaroos. I'm excited about that. I want some Australian music. You know that song, like, I came from a land down under? I want that. I want that in a song now. Yeah. It's the only song where you can air flute. Like, when would you ever air flute? Never.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's the only song.
Don't worry. We'll make sure that happens. Just for you. Just for you and all the kitchen sink listeners. We'll dedicate that song to everyone.
Please do. All right. So, yeah. Anything before we go?
We're just getting started. That's what I've got to say. Like, you know, we've been very happy with how our show has been going. We've been very happy with how our shows have been going so far. But you know, we only started recently, so we're kind of having a bit of a hard time, you know, booking gigs far enough in advance. But we will be, and we'll be, you know, we're going to keep going. No matter what, we're going to keep going.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you, guys. Check out Rev Zed. Everybody, if you see Rev Zed, go to that show. You're not gonna regret it. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and you just listened to Rev Zed.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Rev Zed Music.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Rev Zed. Thank you so much again, Rev Zed, for being on the show. I had a great time chatting with you guys. And thank you for listening. You guys, all whoever's listening, you keep me afloat. There's a little special place in my heart for you guys. And I hope you're enjoying the show. If you have any like suggestions, I know Rev Zed gave me a list of suggestions. I did forget it today. My bad. Next week, I will be playing some of their suggestions. So, Rev Zed, if you're listening, please check out next week because I will be playing what you suggested. We blanked today. So, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I will check you later. This is 101.9 FM Kitchen Sink.
Hey everyone, David here from In The House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set, bringing you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground. See you Thursday.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
CFRC Radio, Queen's University, has published its new accessibility plan. This plan is available on our website at cfrc.ca and can be made available in alternative formats by request to station at cfrc.ca. Learn more about what we're doing to create an even more inclusive community space at our station today.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community, or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
Hey, I'm Charlie Houston, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yo, this is Dandelion, singer on the drop, and